Well, we were supposed to start on Saturday, but we had everything postponed a couple days due to the winter weather, of course. So we're starting today with our first rounds. We have the 8 versus 9, the 5 versus the 12, the 7 versus the 10s, the 6 versus the 11s, with the 1 through 4 seats all getting byes on both the girls and the boys' sides. And if you haven't checked on our website, mscsports.net, here's how things are going to break down through the rest of the week. It'll be today, of course, being the first round. The actual quarterfinals will be on Tuesday, so tomorrow, and then things resume on Thursday. Both the girls and boys' semifinals will be on Thursday, and then Saturday is when we finish things off with our championships. So it's going to be a lot of basketball and a lot of in a very short amount of time. And be sure to stay tuned to our website, mscsports.net, where we continue to give you updates on all of the postponements from the previous week and when those makeup dates will be. And Onega, they've had their fair share of postponements. They had their game versus Northeast Kansas Homeschool postponed, and they also had another game postponed the other day. That was their game versus Troy. That was this back on the 9th. And so they got a few things they got to work out with their schedule, but they are ready to get going. They did play a game versus Washington County on the road on the 11th, and they fell on that one 49-41. Well, let's meet our two teams. Onega, as mentioned, they are the 12th seed. They are 0-4 in Twin Valley League play as of right now, 1-6 on the regular season. As for Hanover, they are 3-1 in league play and 5-2 overall. Pretty crazy that Hanover won state last year, never lost a game, and they are the 5 seed in this tournament. That just goes to show how deep this field is. They started off their season with a win versus Thayer Central, then lost to Little River on the road, then came back with their next 4 games being wins at Blue Valley Randolph against Onega. So they already played. That was back on December the 15th. So 1 month ago to the day, 66-27 was the final score in that one. That was at Hanover. And then they won at Diller Odell. And then they came back with a league win versus Lynn. And then they ended up losing to Frankfurt on the road, 49-38, in a really good game that was back on the 5th. That's the last time that both these teams have played. And Onega, their lone win on the regular season was against Flint Hills Christian. That was 49-34, a win on January the 5th. And they've had a tough time against some really tough opponents. I mean, this is a team that's played Oskaloosa, who ends up being way better than we thought they would be this year. Centralia, of course, really tough. Hanover already, as mentioned. Cornerstone, that was a close one. They lost that one 41-39 back on December the 19th. They lost to Axel, who's actually been a lot better than possibly we expected them to be. And then, as mentioned, they lost to Washington County on the 11th. Well, that kind of is setting the stage for this one. The 5 versus the 12th seed in the South Gym. Getting things going here. Hanover versus Onega on the girls' side. Let's step aside for a couple minutes. We'll come back with tip-off here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Onega as we get ready for the Hanover versus Onega first round matchup here in the Twin Valley League tournament. I want to make a quick correction on the schedule that I said earlier. It's the girls semifinal is actually going to be on Friday. The boys is going to be on Thursday. So once again, Monday, Tuesday will be the first round and quarterfinals for both the girls and the boys. The boys semifinals is on Thursday and the girls semifinal is on Friday. And both championships will be on Saturday. I want to make sure that I got that correct as we had the changes to the schedule with the weather going on here in Onega. And it's still snowing, and we got some flurries, and had a few flurries as I was driving down here, and looks like we're okay to get this thing going. I'm glad we're not having to postpone this anymore, because there has been a lot of postponements with last Friday, and then, or actually the last Tuesday, and then the previous Friday. It has just been a mess. So I'm glad we're able to finally play some basketball and for a lot of these teams playing for the first time in over a week and a half. So let's go through our starters first for the Hanover girls. And we'll go ahead and get the Onega girls after that. So let's go ahead and start off with number one, a senior for Hanover, Tessa Loshi. Number three, a freshman, Gracie Bruna. Number five, a freshman, Drew Bruna. Number 10, a junior, Anna Juniman. And number 30, a senior, Caitlin Clipp. And for Onega, number 3, a 5'6 senior, Brianna Bates. Number 5, a 5'7 junior, Annie Force. Number 20, a 5'8 sophomore, Jaden Haskin. Number 23, a 5'7 junior, Bridget Campbell. And number 45, a 5'11 junior, Delaney Figge. Hanover is head coached by Chris Beichman, and Onega is head coached by Chris Boswell. Well, Onega has started to go a little bit smaller. They kind of like going a little bit smaller, as head coach Craig Boswell was telling me before on our previous locker room chat, as there's a tip, we are underway. If Hanover wins the tip, they'll be working from the far side to the near side. As the shot up, no good. Putback is up and good. And the first points of the game go to Drew Bruna. Done behind the basket that Hanover is shooting. Entry pass inside, Figge goes to work, passed a couple defenders, and she traveled. So turnover for Onega's first possession and a two-point basket for Hanover's first possession. So what a season it's been already for Hanover. I'm not going to go undefeated this year, but they've gone off to a pretty good start. But they are coming off of a loss to Frankfurt on the road. Wide open three, spot up, and that one rattles out, no good on the miss from Juniman. The putback is up and good. For Caitlin Clipp, Clipp's first basket of the game. Haskin entry pass to Campbell, it's tipped and picked off. It was tipped by Drew Bruna and stolen by Gracie Bruna. So Loesch brings it up, pass near side corner. Driving baseline is Juniman. She'll have to get it out of there. Good defense on the help. That was by Brianna Bates, who started off the season without playing their first five games. Since then, it has slowly started to return to action for Onega. Dribble handoff, Juniman goes to her left towards the middle. Top of the key, now near side wing, three ball on the way, too strong for Tessa Loesch, and a long rebound for Jaden Haskin. Nice find up ahead for Bates, or now layup is no good, too strong. Didn't have a great angle, came just to the right of the rim, but not too far to the right to where she had a good pass to shoot off the backboard. Is that three ball in the near side corner is no good by Gracie Bruna, and a foul will go against the Wildcats, first one of our ball game. And that one will go against Caitlin Clipp. So for Onega, it's been kind of a difficult time this year trying to score. Offense has kind of come at a premium this season. They did have a pretty solid offensive performance in the past couple of games, though. But before that, their first five games, they really struggled scoring the basketball. And dish off, Haskin finds Figge in the short corner, but she kicks it back out. This is Haskin. Top of the key, head fake, Campbell almost traveled, but they're not going to call it. Off the right side of the rim, the shot no good from 15 feet. Long rebound on the floor, and it'll be a jump ball. Gracie Bruna and Delaney Figge fighting for that one, and possession arrow will stay with the Buffaloes. Substitution, our first one of the day will be Emerson Fordham checking into our ballgame. Inbound for Bridget Campbell. Go out to Haskin near midcourt. On the right side, gives it up to the wing for Bates. Top of the key catch for Figgy, and almost getting the steal was Gracie Bruna, but Figgy's still able to make the handle. 2-3 zone for the Wildcats is their defense. Bates almost near midcourt making that catch. On the near side, entry pass to Figgy, high post, some down to low post for Fordham is tipped. And they're going to say it was last touch by Fordham, out of bounds, turnover to the Wildcats. 4-0 in favor of Hanover, 5:41 to go in the opening period. Juniman will bring it up for the Wildcats. She'll pass the near side wing. Loesch finds it in the corner. Drew Bruna, entry pass to Clip. First from the low block on the near side, and she's fouled in the arm. First foul against the Buffaloes. And that one will go against Bates. Here's the inbound. Drive right side, Gracie Bruna. Far side wing catch for Juniman. Now Drew Bruna, near side corner for Tessa Loesch. Defended by Fordham, she'll dribble to the wing. Baseball pass, far side, wing to wing, finding Juniman. Dribbles to the middle, back to the near side. Good defense so far for Onega. Far side wing. Cross-court pass, near side wing, once again for Drew Bruna. Not finding anything, as Onega is also in a 2-3 zone. Three ball on the way. That one is off the right side, no good from Loesch. Off a rebound clip that she's fouled, and she'll get two free throws. First free throws of our ball game. That foul goes against Bridget Campbell. 4:57 left to go opening period. Still 4-0 in favor of Hanover. First free throw for Clip is off the right side and no good. It is very cold in this gym, just so everybody is aware of what's going on. It has to be below 60 degrees in this gym. As mentioned, we are on the South Gym. Simultaneously, we have games going on in the North Gym. The game going on right now is Axel versus Washington County. That is the 8-9 matchup on the girls' side. His second free throw is good for Caitlin Clip. She goes 1-for-2. And a substitution will bring Willow Hochstedler in for the first time today for Onega. And Hanover's going to bring on the press. 5-0 Wildcats. Here's the entry pass. Trying to find someone. And on the run near midcourt. Nice catch for Bates. Nice find. She's in trouble, though. She's double-teamed, pass deflected, and she will get it out to Haskins, but it's off her hand. And who is it out last on? I think it's going to be last touch by Hanover, and it will be, so Onega retains possession. Wildcats bringing heavy pressure on the inbound. They'll get it in to Hochstedler. She'll drive the right side. Jump stop, double-team, bounce pass out of there to Haskins. She'll try three. That one short. And a long rebound. Still loose on the floor. Picked up by Bridget Campbell on the floor. And she shoots a shot from on the floor. It's no good, though, and rebounded by Caitlin Clip. She had enough strength on it, just missed off the right side. And that's going to be a travel. Good defensive position by Willow Hochstedler. She forces the carry. It'll be Onega basketball. Buffalo's still looking for their first basket of this one. 4:31 to go, opening period. Entry goes to Haskins. She'll bring it up. She's been kind of on a roll offensively, though. She's been one of the bright spots for the Buffaloes on offense. She'll bring it up herself across that court. Hochstedler now high post catch for him. There's a lob down low. Nice find for Campbell when she misses the layup. Offensive rebound for him. That's no good. Another rebound by Campbell. That one is no good. And the rebound on this one is picked up by Loesch. I beg your pardon. Sorry, that is Gracie Bruno. She'll take it herself, and she's fouled on the floor. And head coach Craig Boswell wanting a travel before the foul, but the foul caused the travel, and that foul will go against Jaden Haskin, her first, team's third. Clock stopping with 4:10 to go, and a couple of free throws are coming up. They're actually going to say it was on the shot and not on the floor. So in that case, you definitely could make an argument that she did travel if it was on the shot, as the first free throw is no good for Gracie Bruna. 3 points for Caitlin Clip and 2 for Drew Bruna, our lone scoring of the game, both of course being for Hanover, and Delaney Figgy checks back in for Brianna Bates. Second free throw for Bruna on its way, and that one is good. Wildcats are 2 for 4 from the free throw line as Drew Bruna checks back in. She'll come in for Tessa Loesch. Also in for the Wildcats is Caden Shoddy. Campbell brings it up. Nice job bringing it up herself. And the pass off of Fordham Penn. That might have been a little bit too quick of a pass. As the only way she would have been able to make that catch was to stab it with one hand. And she tried to, and it was a little bit too quick for her. And he goes out of bounds. Bringing it up is Juneman into the corner. Drew Bruna drives baseline around Fordham. And good, nice job reading the mismatch. And she gets the floater to go from 6 feet out. And Drew Bruna, first player with a couple of field goal makes. Campbell in the corner, across half court, finds Hochsteller, open jumper, that one's no good. And tipped by Fordham, she'll get the rebound from the short corner, and her pass is stolen away, and Juneman lost it, but she's fouled, bringing the ball up. And that'll be the fourth team foul against the Buffaloes, and they'll be in the bonus the rest of the way with 3:33 remaining in quarter number one. 8-0 Hanover as that foul is picked up by Bridget Campbell again, and that is her second. Trinity Schlaubach in the game for the first time today for Hanover. Far side wing catch, driving middle is Gracie Bruna. Shot on the run, no good, tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Emerson Fordham of Omega. They'll stay with the Wildcats, and Coach Boswell not happy that her team isn't boxing out. Tessa Loesch back in the game for Hanover. Coming in for Anna Juneman. Pitcher pass coming off to catch it is Schwabach, but she's blocked by Fordham going up. And a rebound for Jaden Haskin, and she's fouled bringing it across by Gracie Bruna, her first. I'd like to thank our sponsors for today's games, M&R Auto Parts, Farmer State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College. And Jaden Haskin turns it over. As on her inbound, she stepped across the line. So Hanover gets it right back. Up 8-0, 3:17 to go, opening period. Here's that wing catch. Loesch is going to try three. That's off the front end of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Putback is good for Drew Bruna. She has six on a trio of two-point baskets. It's 10-0 Hanover. Mentioned it was a 66-27 win for Hanover against Onega in Hanover. Back on December 15th. Hochsteller near side wing catch. Entry pass to Fordham. Shot on the run is no good. Off the glass. Offensive rebound, Figgy. Kicks it out. Brianna Bates is no good from 15 feet out. Offensive rebound for Figgy is good on the putback. And Onega gets the first points of the game by Delana Figgy. And head coach Craig Boswell of Onega will call a timeout. We'll take it with him. Set aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. At 785-294-0147.
KMZA.
2.5 left to go in this one. 10-2 Hanover. Dominant start so far for the Wildcats. Here's an open three in the far side corner for Shoddy is no good. Rebound Delaney Siggy. Outlet pass is deflected and intercepted, stolen on the floor. But a turnover by Shoddy who got the steal, so Onega gets it right back. So Bruna has six, Caitlin Clip has three, and a free throw for Gracie Bruna. As for Onega, Delaney Figgy has the lone two-point basket for the Buffaloes. This is Haskin. She'll pass across half court, but through the hands of Hochsteller and out of bounds. And a very frustrating start to this game for head coach Craig Boswell. Wanting his team to box out and play better defense. And not commit those little turnovers that have cost them so far. A lot of possessions have gone by the wayside for the Buffaloes due to some of those turnovers. Cross-court pass, far side to Juneman from the near side. Kick it out to Loesch, double towards the middle. Entry pass, nice find, near side block, and the shot is no good for a Schlayback. And a foul on the floor against Delaney Figge, and that will send the Wildcats to the free throw line, as that is the fifth team foul. And that is the first personal from Figge, as Caitlin Cliff will shoot two more. She's 1 for 2 so far from the free throw line today. First one for Clip is no good off the left side. Substitution for the Buffaloes. First time today for Addison DeChance. That free throw is no good as well, but an offensive rebound by Schlayback. She kicks it out of there. Another chance for the Wildcats. Mid-range jumper, no good on the high post. For Clip, she gets her own miss back. She sits out. Another chance for Hanover. Into the corner with it is Juneman. Top of the key, Loesch. Now near side corner for Juneman. She travels baseline to baseline. Pull a jumper, and that one too strong. Rebound by Brianna Bates. 1.5 minutes left to go in this first quarter. 10-2 Hanover. Opening round of the Twin Valley League basketball tournament for the girls' side here. Our first boys game will be coming up next between Troy and Onega. Entry pass, a lob for Fordham is too tall. And it'll be going the other way. Brianna Bates trying to feed Emerson Fordham, but that was covered very well by Caitlin Clip. The Wildcats get the ball back after the forced turnover. In the corner near side, or excuse me, far side, beg your pardon, for Caden Shotty. Now near side for Loesch. High post catch, Schlayback. Kicks it out. Head fake, nice head fake. Flyer defender, now kicks it out. Loesch for three. Near side wing is good. First three ball of the day goes to Tessa Loesch. And it's out going the other, or Baker Barton, sorry, a carry going the other way by Addison DeChant. Another turnover by the Buffaloes. Tessa Loesch talked about her during the three, one of the four seniors on this squad. Juneman brings it up into the corner for Shotty. Kicks it right back out of there. Cross-court pass, Loesch from the wing. High post catch, Schlayback. Mid-range jumper no good from the near side elbow. Rebound, Brianna Bates. Outlet pass, far side. And it'll be Haskin trying to bring it up. Get it across half court with the pass to DeChant. 25 seconds left. Entry pass to Figge. High post. Turns and squares. Finds Haskin on the cut. Shot no good. 15-footer, but a long rebound for Delaney Figge with 20 seconds left. For the chance for Onega. Hands off to DeChant with 15 seconds left. She curls. Pull-up jumper off the dribble is good for Addison DeChant. With 10 seconds left, it's 13-4. Come back the other way with 7 seconds. Loesch gives up far side wing. Juneman spots up for 3 with 3 seconds. That one too strong. Rebound by Fordham with 1 second. And that's how the quarter comes to a close. 13-4 Hanover with the lead. Step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
KMZA.
One quarter gone in our first game of the day. Hanover leads Onega 13-4. Would like to thank our sponsors for today's broadcast, including Bendina State Bank, SBS Insurance, and Wanklin Oil Company. 6 points for Drew Bruna for Hanover. She leads all scorers. Caitlin Clip and Tessa Loesch with 3 apiece. As for Onega, 2 points for Delaney Figge, and two for Addison DeChance. Hanover gets the ball to start the quarter, and we're back underway. Near side wing catch for Gracie Bruna, entry pass for Clip. She kicks it out of there from the high post for three for Juneman. Too strong, tipped up, and offensive rebound underneath the basket for Tessa Loesch. Another opportunity for the Wildcats. They've got a lot of offensive rebounds today. Here's a handoff on the curl, kicked out. Another try. This is Tessa Loesch for three. That's an air ball, and it'll be going the other way to the Buffaloes as it goes out of bounds. Buffaloes with a three-point basket can make this a two-possession game. First, they got to take on this Hanover press. That will be a three-quarters court, man-to-man sort of press instead of a full-court zone press. Bridget Campbell in the game with two personal fouls. She brings it up. High post catch for base. Now she comes out the perimeter to make the catch. And it's off to Haskin into the corner. This is Annie Force with it. Bounce pass into Figge. She goes with the ball to her hip, and immediately Caitlin Clip got her hand on it. It's going to be a jump ball. It's passing deepest by the senior forward for Hanover to force the jump ball, but the Buffaloes will hold on to the possession. Entry pass for Bates. Get it into Figge. Now on the far side for Force from the wing. To Campbell, top of the key. One dribble to the right side, gets to Haskett. Now back to Campbell as Hanover falls to that 2-3 zone that gave Onega a lot of problems that first quarter. Shot on the run for Campbell is no good. Got a six-footer. And nice job by Campbell to force the ball free, but it's out of bounds, and Hanover will get the ball after the stop. 6:58 to go in the first half. Hanover, in terms of their offense, I feel like they, towards the end of the quarter, they were starting to get rushed a little bit. They don't necessarily need to rush, considering they've been able to really control the tempo of this game. And almost a turnover right there. And they do turn it over. Sweet Haskins hooks it free. Going up the far side is Bates. She catches the pass, but she loses it and turns right back over. And Drew Bruna hands it off to her sister Gracie, and she'll bring it up. Near side corner for Juneman. Right about the three. Now the lefty goes to the baseline. She'll kick it out as she double teamed. To Loesch. Top of the key catch, far side. Now into the wing. To the corner, excuse me. Driving middle is Gracie Bruna. Nice reach in by Figge. Hooked a three. Thrown away by the Buffalo. Comes Campbell. Still 13-4 in favor of the Wildcats. Coach Boswell calls the play. Force with it from the near side corner. Trying to get it out of there. And that was deflected. Was it a travel? No, they're going to say a reach in foul against Anna Juneman. Her first team's first. 6:15 to go, second quarter. Trying to find somebody open, and Campbell almost dropped it. She finds Figge, high post, now kicks it out to Haskett. Top of the key catch, Campbell. And nice backdoor look for Bates down low. Blocked from behind, though, by Clip, but an offensive rebound for Force. Her putback is no good. And out of bounds, and it will stay with the Buffaloes. Kaden Shoddy back in the game for Hanover. Checking in for Gracie Bruna. 6:02 remaining in the second quarter. Bridget Campbell, the inbounder, gets it into Bates to Force, and swing around to trying to find Campbell. And it was deflected out of bounds. Another chance for the Buffaloes. Their passes have been a little bit too predictable. Hanover's been able to jump the passing lanes and getting a lot of steals. Near side wing catch for Force. High post now for Figge. Trying to lob it down low for Campbell. Was Force. It was not open, but somehow it's Force free. Finds the hands of Bates, and on the rebound, a offensive foul against Bates, and that'll be her second. And Coach Beichmann is going to call a timeout for Hanover. We'll take it as well. 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
KMZA.
Back here in Onega, 13-4, Hanover with the lead against the Buffaloes. 5:46 left to go here in the second quarter. Wildcats with the basketball out of the break. Near side three for Juneman is good. Second three of the game for the Wildcats, and Juneman with her first basket of the day as well. makes it 16-4. Far side wing catch, bring to the middle for Haskins. Handed off to Fordham, try to lob it down low to Figgy. Nice find, and she's fouled going up. And Emerson Fordham fired up after that play. And Caitlin Clipp commits the personal. That's going to be her second. First free throw on the way, no good for Figgy. And substitution. Trinity Laybach checks into the game for the Wildcats. Second one's off the right side, 0 for 2 for Figgy, and rebound for the Wildcats. It's Laybach that got it. Losey brings it up. Near side wing for Junior, pass deflected out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Wildcats. The Onega girls went about the first half of the first quarter scoreless, and they're about to do the same thing here in the second quarter. They had 4 points going into the second quarter, and that's what they have here with 5:05 left. The clock is actually not running. The clock is not running, and I think they're going to hopefully fix that after this inbound. That last play, the clock was not running at all. Here's the entry. We're back underway. Now the clock is going, so we're good to go now. Slaybach finds Mosey. Back to Slaybach. Entry pass inside, deflected by Figgy, and it'll stay with the Wildcats. And Onega fans thought that it was going their way, but not the case. Three ball in the corner. That one no good for Losey. Long rebound. Hauled in by Campbell. Full court pass up ahead, and that finds the hands of Haskin, but her shot's no good. Put back by Figgy is no good. Fordham with another try, and that one is good. First point of the quarter for Onega, and he goes to Emerson Fordham. OZ into the corner. Three on the way. That one's too strong for Shoddy. Rebound for Bridget Campbell. She'll bring it up. The far side now brings to the middle. Haskin, entry pass. Nice find for Fordham. Off the glass and good. Back-to-back possessions, back-to-back scores by Emerson Fordham. 4-13 to go, it's 16-8. Three possession lead for Hanover, still a solid cushion for the number 5 seed. Juneman, top of the key for Losey. Looking inside, trying to find someone open, cannot. She'll kick it over to Juneman, she'll try another three. That one's too strong. Rebound, Bridget Campbell. Onega has the momentum here. Full court pass up ahead, Haskin, wide open three. She'll take it from the far side. Wing it, it is good! It is a 5-point game, Caden Haskin. It is a quick 7-0 run for the Buffaloes. Timeout, Hanover. We'll take it as well. 60-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer. Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at Elmer's Repair.
92.1 FM KMZA.
16-11. Now our score, Hanover, only up by 5 after a 7-0 Onega run. Here's a lob, the high post, and past the hands of Bruna in a turnover. And now a turnover right back as Bridget Campbell traveled, bringing it up the court with 3:31 to go in the half. So it was back-to-back baskets by Emerson Fordham, and then a three ball by Jaden Haskin to make up that 7-0 run. Dribbling to the far side. High post catch for Bruna. Drew Bruna kicks it out. The far side corner catch for Allie Sheely. Kick it out. One dribble. Bruna tries to get a lob pass inside. And Figgy with the steal. Full court pass up ahead is too far up ahead for Haskin. It's stolen right back by Juneman. Beeman brings it up. Pass deflected out of bounds by Bridget Campbell, trying to find Gracie Bruna in the corner. Passes from Hanover have not been nearly as crisp as they were in the first quarter, in the early portions of the second quarter as well. Hanover has been held to just 3 points in this quarter and didn't have the substitution. Now Little Hochstetler will be allowed to substitute in for Brianna Bates. 3:06 to go in the second quarter. Bruno will inbound it to Juneman. There's a lot of the high post. Once again, almost thrown away, but kick out far side. Three by Sheely is no good, and a rebound by Bridget Campbell. She's really strong on the board. Up pass up ahead for Haskin. High speed ahead of her to Figgy, and the easy lane is no good. Now Hanover on the fast break to the right side. Foul and one for Gracie Bruna. That is her first field goal make of the day. She has 3 points. And a big-time basket for the Wildcats after the miss by Delaney Figgy on the runout on a fast break. This opportunity there for the Buffs had a chance to make it a 3-point game, but instead a 4-point turnaround, and Hanover now has a 7-point lead. Trying to make it 8 with Bruna can make this free throw, which she cannot. And rebound is made by Hanover, and I think a foul has been called out on Onega. Or is it just a jump ball? Couldn't tell. I had a lot of people in between me and the official. Looks like it was a foul against Bridget Campbell, so that is her third. Entry pass to Juneman for Hanover. Sheely, the far side wing, dribbling is Bruna. Lob down low, deflected by Figgy, but she got a little too ambitious as she was defending Slaybach and picking up the personal. That's going to be her second. Brianna Bates checks back in for Onega, in for Hochstetler. Yeah, Bruna will inbound it. Top of the key, actually the high post. Drew Bruna makes the catch. Sheely, pass deflected by DeChin, almost stolen, but does find the hands of Losey. Near side corner catch, Bruna, entry pass, deflected, and ripped away by Emerson Fordham. And a pass to nobody. She kind of just threw it down the court, hoping somebody for Onega would get it. Hanover gets the ball back with 2:05 to go in the quarter. 18-11, Hanover lead. Entry pass deflected and thrown away by DeChant. And Haskin will make the catch going up the far side from the wing. She'll drive baseline. And also reverse course. Get back to DeChant. She has an open three near side of wing. Short. And rebound secured by Gracie Bruna. She'll bring it up with 1:45 to go. Up ahead to Sheely in the near side corner. Beg your pardon, from the far side corner. She'll reach the near side corner. Cross-court pass for Losey. Back to Gracie Bruna. High post catch for Drew Bruna. One dribble, turns around. Shot no good from 12 feet. Rebound to Delaney Figgy. Hung on the rim for a while. Now 1:27 to go in the quarter. Chant brings it up. Gets play call from Coach Boswell. Give it up to Bates. High post catch, Figgy. Lob it for Fordham. Nice catch. Shot from the block, no good, though. Offensive rebound underneath the basket, and DeChant will bring it out to the perimeter. Smart play by Addison DeChant. And she'll get it right back. The 5'5 sophomore coming off the bench. Mid-range jumper is good for Emerson Fordham on a 13-footer from the high post. And Emerson Fordham has 6 points on the quarter. It's back to a 5-point deficit for the Buffaloes with 55 seconds to go in the half. Here's Sheely from the top of the key. She'll dribble to the far side elbow, shot no good, 15 feet, and Fordham, a baseball pass up ahead to Bates, streaking down the far side, and she fouled. Allie Sheely picks up the personal. Second team foul against Hanover. 43 and a half seconds left. Kaden Shoddy back in. And so is Anna Juneman for Hanover. Issue pass in the corner. Jaden Haskins will leave her own for three. That one a little bit short. Long rebound. Far side corner picked up by... Who was that? Brianna Bates. And they're going to call her for a travel. She thought she was fouled, but she fell over. It's going to be travel instead with 37.1 seconds left. Anna Juneman brings it up. Down the middle. Now brings it to the near side for Losey. From the wing. In the corner. Shotty, entry pass, clip, McGorkin gets Figgy, kicks it out. Judiman's got about the 3-0 drive. Stops at the free throw line, and a 3-second in the lane call is called against Caitlin Cliff. With 19.8 seconds left, now Onega has the ball and has a chance to hold it for the final shot and possibly make this a one-possession game. Haskin gives it to Figgy. He comes from beyond the perimeter to make the catch. He'll hand it off to Bates. Curls off the dribble. She'll get up to Mackenzie Dorsey, who checked in, and she throws it away. And it's with 3 seconds left. Layup is good. And it's a costly turnover at the end of the quarter. Juneman capitalizes. She gets 5 points in the second quarter, makes it 20-13 at the end of the half. Let's step aside for a few minutes. We'll come back with your halftime report. It's going to be brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll step aside for a bit here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Meet Corey Thomas, the new hometown hero for your ag and commercial lending needs at Community National Bank.
With deep roots in our local community, I understand your financial needs. With my dedication and expertise, I can ensure tailored solutions for your business. Trust a local guy who's committed to your success, located at our Sabetha branch. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Your project starts here at Sawalmer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Stop by Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca and purchase any carpet of any kind and upgrade to our top-of-the-line pink pad for no additional charge. Our top-of-the-line pink pad features memory foam for ultimate comfort. Enhance your space and extend the life of your carpet with the quality material and expertise that only Sawalmer Lumber provides. This opportunity is only available for a limited time, so stop by today. Transform your home where every improvement begins with Sawalmer Lumber in Seneca.
KMZA.
Halftime here in Onega in the South Gym as the Hanover Wildcat girls lead the Onega girls 20-13 at the break. Kind of recapping how things have transpired here in this opening 16 minutes. Hanover got a quick 10-2 lead in the opening 6 minutes of the first quarter. And from there, they wouldn't look back in the opening frame. Drew Bruno scored 6 points in that quarter to help him get a 13-4 lead going into the second quarter. Hanover got the first basket of the quarter with an Anna Juneman three, but Emerson Fordham scored back-to-back baskets, and Jade Haskin would drain a three to give the Buffaloes a 7-0 run to make it 16-11. And towards the end of the half, Onega had a chance to get within one possession at the break, but they committed a turnover, and Juneman made a layup before the buzzer to give the Wildcats a 20-13 lead at the break. So some opportunities for the Buffaloes that kind of went by the wayside. A lot of turnovers forced by that Hanover defense, playing some solid D in the 2-3. Both teams playing 2-3 zone here to start things out. All right, let's take a look at our scores, our individual scores for the first half, starting off with the team that's currently not on the correct side of the scoreboard. That's the Onega Buffaloes. 6 points for Emerson Fordham, 3 for Jaden Haskin, and 2 points apiece for Delaney Figgy and Addison DeChamp. As for Hanover, 6 points for Drew Bruna. She leads the team in scoring. Also 5 for Anna Juniman. 3 points apiece for Tessa Lozy, as well as Gracie Bruna and Caitlin Clip. And a update as well here in our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. And have a halftime score at the other game going on in the North Gym. Axtell, the 8 seed, dominating Washington County 30-10. A solid start for Brad Brockstrom's group in the North Gym, with the right to play Clifton Clyde on that side of the bracket. And as for the winner of this game, they'll have the right to play Frankfurt. As for Hanover, that was the last team they played before this tournament. That was back on the 5th, in which Frankfurt won at home by 9, 48-39. We're going to send it to another break, and we'll come back, and we'll get keys to the second half and get second half action going here from Onega in the TBL tournament in the opening round. Once again, your halftime score here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. It is Hanover 20 and Onega 13 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SVS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SVS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SVS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online heinentruevalue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Back here in Onega, 20-13. Hanover leads Onega on the girls' side. Opening round. Let's take a look at that bracket once again. And we have this game going on in the South Gym. Meanwhile, in the North Gym, Axtell is taking on Washington County, 30-10. The Eagles leading the Tigers at the break, as that is your scoring update brought to you by Holdhouse Auto House in Fairview. One time to update your vehicle. How many Holdhouse vehicles have you seen today? Holdhouse Auto House, KMZA.com. And then our second set of games will be at 2 o'clock approximately for the girls' side. And here in the South Gym, we'll be broadcasting this one between Donovan West and Blues Valley Randolph. And in the North Gym, at the same time, will be Troy versus Lynn. Meanwhile, on the boys' side, our first games there, starting off with the game that we'll be broadcasting at 12:30, Troy versus Onega boys. And then in the North Gym, while that game is going on, is going to be Blue Dye Randolph boys versus Frankfurt. And then the final game on the boys' side at 3:30 is going to be Lynn versus Valley Heights. And the game we'll be covering will be Donovan West versus Washington County boys. So a lot of basketball to be broadcasted today and throughout the tournament. We'd like to thank our sponsors for the tournament as well, including First National Bank of Frankfurt, B&D Buildings, and Blue Valley Technologies. Keys to the second half for Hanover. They don't need to play in such a rush. They felt like they kind of played in a little bit of a hurry towards the end of the second quarter. They're throwing bad passes into the paint. And as a result, Onega was able to get easy steals, and they did make some of their breakaway layups. And that would honestly be a key for Onega for me is when they have opportunities for open baskets, you got to make them. They had some issues towards the end of the quarter with getting steals, having opportunities for breakaway layups, and then just missing them. Your keys to the second half, and we are ready to go with Hanover leading Onega 20-13 here on the girls' side. First round of the TVL tournament here in Onega. And we're back underway. Jaden Haskin brings up for the Buffaloes. Campbell has the top of the key, now gives it to Amy Force. Biggie now to the far side wing. Catch for Haskins. Going to fire a three off the dribble, and it is good. Jaden Haskins got to get her going. The team wants to come back. She now has 6 points, made a big-time three, a part of the 7-0 run that got them back into this game. And it's a steal going the other way. Bridget Campbell, layup, and that one is no good. Offensive rebound there for Force. That shot deterred. Another chance and a foul going up for Brianna Bates and Craig Boswell. Is animated over on the sideline. And the official warning, Coach Boswell not to stomp. Not quite sure why that would be an issue. I guess the official just doesn't like it. So 20-16 our score. A couple of free throws for Bates here after the personal foul committed by Anna Juneman, her second, as that first free throw is good. And it is a one possession game for the first time since it was 2-0. Second free throw for Brianna Bates is on its way, and that is no good, but a rebound for Clip. Bates goes 1-for-2, her first points of the game. A point, singular, I guess I should say. Far side wing catch for Juneman, dribbles towards the middle. She'll get up to the wing. Losey, the short corner, Clip drives baseline and tripped up by Annie Force, and she'll commit the personal. Stuck out her knee and forced Losey to trip. 7:10 to go, third quarter. Entry pass goes to Juneman. She'll pull up off the dribble, and good and one. A foul off the ball. Or are they going to wave it off? The basket is good, but a foul is going to be against Clip after the shot. So it is going to be a two-point basket for Anna Juneman. She now has 7, leads all scorers, taking it 22-17, but a foul by Caitlin Clip. That'll be her third personal. That is big. She is a big-time factor inside for the Wildcats, and Trinity Slaybach checks back in. First time this quarter, though, for the Wildcats. Here's Campbell with it, top of the key, making the catch after Haskin brought it up to the wing for Force. Figgy from the top of the key makes the catch. Hands off to Haskin off the curl. Good defense on the ball from Gracie Bruna. Nice entry pass to Force from the block. Kicks it out of there, though. Haskin. Dribbles baseline. It stops, kicks it out. Top of the wing catch, Campbell. She's spot up for three. That one was deflected. No, it was not. It's going to be an air ball. It's going to go the other way. Oh, and I think Campbell was saying that she thought it was tipped. It looked to me that it was tipped. But they're not going to call it, and it's going the other way. Losey from the far side wing gives it up to Gracie Bruna. All right, back to Losey. To Drew Bruna from the short corner. A little floater over Figgy. Rattles home. Nice shot. Nice touch by Drew Bruna. And she now has 8. Had that big time first quarter where she had 6. And 6 minutes to go in the third quarter is 24-17. A little mini 4-0 run after cutting the lead to just three. Here's the steal by Drew Bruno going the other way, keeping it herself. It's poked up from behind, stolen away by the Buffaloes. Going the other way, here's Bridget Campbell on the right side and doesn't have a pass to the basket, but she manipulates one and she trips and falls. Nothing called. She thought she got tripped. She's down and staying on the floor. And they're going to blow the play dead, which they shouldn't have blown the play dead because it wasn't a stoppage of play, and Chris Beichman not happy about that. But Bridget Campbell is down and injured here underneath the basket after she got tripped. And again, to me, it looked like there was a lot of contact. And the reason why she ended up did falling was because of contact. But they don't call a foul. Let's go ahead and step aside for 60 seconds. Actually, let's make it 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out to seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up, and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
Kansaland Radio.
Bridget Campbell okay after she was injured on the floor for a little bit. She's over on the sideline. She'll sit out for a little bit. And Willow Hochstetler will check in for the moment. 24-17 Hanover leads Onega. Would like to thank our sponsors for the tournament. BB Brothers Contractor, Cooking Company, Hilltop Creations as well. Back underway, Juneman, pass in the corner, near side. Top of the key catch for Juneman, now far side wing catch for Gracie Bruna. Cross court, near side. Bringing it to the middle is Losey. Cross court pass, now into the corner for Juneman. Drives baseline, around base, pulls up, 13-footer is no good. Rebound Emerson Fordham, but it's ripped away by Gracie Bruna. And a whistle, and is it a foul or jump ball? Well, they're going to call a foul on Emerson Fordham. And that'll be her first and team second. Beg your pardon, her second foul. 5:12 left to go, third quarter, inbound. Three ball on the inbound for Gracie Bruna is no good off the heel. Rebound Fordham. Baseball pass, and that is into the corner. Hochstetler saves it, but saves it to Hanover. Not quite sure who she was thrown to there. It looked like it was just a blind baseball pass down the court. Did that earlier in the first half as well. Take care of the ball after misses. Juneman from the top of the key. High post catch. Play ball kicks it out of the corner for Gracie Bruna. High post catch for Drew Bruna. Get out to Juneman. Now three ball Losey. Far side corner is good. Tessa Losey with her second three of the day. She has six. And that makes it 27-17. A 7-0 run for the Wildcats. It was 20-17, and now with 4:25 left to go, it's 27-17. Fordham pass near side wing for Hochstetler, brings it to the middle. Figgy, the top of the key, looking for somebody to give it to, and that'll be a foul. No, a jump ball. I don't know about that call, as Bates got run into by Gracie Bruna. They call it a jump ball. And possession arrow will favor the Wildcats, so they force the turnover. 4:11 to go here in the third quarter. Back underway. Losey brings it up. Into the corner, Juneman. I beg your pardon. Excuse me, that was actually Katie Shotty. He just checked into the game. High post catch. Bruna kicks it out to her sister. She'll get right back to Drew Bruna. Kick it out. Top of the key. Whistle. And 3 seconds in the lane. Second time that Wildcats have been nailed for that today. 3:54 to go here in the third. Haskin, cross half court. Buffalo's trying to get some offense going after scoring the first 4 points of the quarter. They've been shut out since then. Near side wing catch for Jaden Haskin. He drives middle, kicks it out. Campbell. From the wing, in trouble. Double teamed. Entry pass to Figge. Nice look and makes it up and over Drew Bruna off the glass. And Delaney Figge now with 4 points. Makes it 27-19. Lozy on the top of the key dribbles to the far side of wing. Hanover's been protecting the ball a little bit more. It's a slow start here in the third quarter. Lozy, cross-court pass now into the corner. Feature pass for Drew Bruna. She's pushed from behind. And that will be a foul against Fordham, and that's going to be her third. But she will come to the bench. And Mackenzie Dorsey checks in for the first time this half, and a correction that is Hannah Zarebnicki checking in for Hanover as a pass almost stolen away but into the hands of Hanover. They'll get it right back. Into the corner. Yeah, pass to the high post. Another foul against the Buffaloes. They've been a lot more aggressive trying to jump those passing lanes. They had some success with that early in this frame, but since then, not so much, as Hanover is doing a better job protecting the basketball. Dana Juneman checks in for Lozy. Slaybach checking back in for Hanover, and Addison DeChant checking in for the first time this half for Onega. 2:48 to go in the third, 27-19, favor of the Wildcats. Here's a handoff, Gracie Bruna to the wing. Now right back to Gracie Bruna. Shotty for three is good, and Caden Shotty with her first basket of the game, a timely one at that. And they have outscored Onega 10-6 in this quarter. It's 30-19, Wildcats. Off the dribbles, the chance, a jump ball, nice hands by Zarebnicki, and possession arrow will stay with the Buffaloes. Three ball on the inbound for Campbell. Too strong. Tips into the corner, but secured by Jaden Haskin. Jump keeping it alive. And a pass thrown away by Juneman on the breakaway. Intended for Campbell. And the layup is good. Juneman made one of those at the very end of the second quarter as the clock was expiring. Entry pass to Figge as Onega works quickly. That shot blocked by Slaybach. And Hanover has fully taken over this one once again. It's 32-19. Their largest lead of the game, and now another foul against Onega on a reach-in. And that one's going to go against Delaney Figge. That'll be her third personal. So again, it was 20-17, a 12-2 run since then. Schuneman, the southpaw with a couple of free throws, and that first one is good. She had 5 points in the second quarter. She has five more here in the third after a scoreless first, so she has 10. She's the first player in double digits today. Second one on its way and pure. 34-19. 1:47 to play, third quarter. Campbell stops at half court. She gives up to Jaden Haskin. Give it back to Campbell from the wing. On the near side, high post catch. Figge trying to lob it down low. Underneath the basket, bad angle for Jaden Haskin. They're making part. Excuse me, that was Mackenzie Dorsey. That shot's no good. Going the other way. Juneman keeps herself coast to coast. Shot the glass is short. Rebound Delaney Figge. There's a chance there from Anna Juneman. And now in trouble is Figge. She's double teamed and fouled. As that foul goes against Gracie Bruna, her second. 1:21 to go, third quarter. Reminder that our next game coming up here. On the boys' side, Troy versus Onega. That is another 5 versus 12 matchup. High post catch. Bridget Campbell fires at the hip. No good. Rebound Drew Bruna. Keeps it away from a couple of Buffaloes. And with 1 minute to go, Hanover has it back. Far side corner. Shotty getting around defenders. Hands it back. Juneman drives off the dribble. And she fouls from behind. And that one's going to go against Addison DeChant. I believe 3.6 seconds left. 2 free throws for Juneman. As that first one is good, and it is against DeChant, so it is her first. And team's fifth. Juneman 3 for 3. Perfect so far from the free throw line today. Second one on the way, and that one is good. 13 points for Anna Juneman. 50 seconds left in the third quarter. It's 36-19 in favor of the Wildcats. Campbell in trouble. Nice defense by Juneman. And a good screen by Figgy. She falls over as she sets the screen. High post catch Dorsey. And a foul against the Wildcats as she drove to her right. Now send Mackenzie Dorsey, I believe, to the free throw line with 40.2 seconds left. That should be two free throws. The officials aren't catching it. And now they actually do, as that foul was against Drew Bruno. Oh, no, actually the scores table actually said that it was only four team fouls. The scoreboard said that that was the fifth. So the scoreboard was wrong. So it's going to be an inbound for Onega. So it looks like we have that sorted out. Bridget Campbell will be inbounding for the Buffaloes. To Chant in the corner. Dribbles to the middle. Hands it off. Haskin with a wraparound pass, and she carried it. 33.7 seconds left, and now Coach Boswell is telling his team to press, and now substitution, not going to let her substitute for some reason. It was Losey trying to check in, but for some reason they're not letting her substitute. Here's the inbound to Juneman, and we're back underway. Dribbles to the corner at half court. Getting it across, far side, near side. Here's Juneman. On post, high post catch for Bruna. Kick it out. Pass deflected, and loose, stolen away by Haskin. Her pass up ahead again, too far. It's stolen away by Shoddy. That has happened too far for, or that has happened too much for Onega today. 7 seconds left. Three on the way. Far side corner. No good. Air ball. 3 seconds left for Onega after the rebound, but a reach in. And Drew Bruna took it away from Bridget Campbell with less than a second left. She got a shot up, but she was fouled. And Bridget Campbell has committed her fourth personal foul with 0.4 seconds left in the third quarter. And a rough day at the office for Bridget Campbell. She is scoreless today as well. First free throw is good for Drew Bruna. She has 9 on the day. It's 37-19 in favor of Hanover. Second free throw up and good. Here's the inbound, and that is it. 38-19, our score going into the fourth quarter. Step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
38-19, going into the fourth quarter. Onega made it 20-17 after they scored the first 4 points of the quarter, but then an 18-2 run to finish the quarter. It's a turnover by Hanover on the first possession of this fourth quarter. DeChant brings it up. Bounce past the corner. Three ball for Jaden Haskin. That one is good. Jaden Haskin now with 9 points on her game on a trio of three. But the offense, after a solid start to the quarter, it's been too little too late. High post catch clip, shot no good after she committed her third personal foul and missed most of the third quarter. And the other way, Haskin on the run out, off the backboard, no good, rebound clip. They've done a fantastic job of defending the interior despite missing clip for that most of that third quarter. Far side wing catch for Anna Juniman. She has been on fire in these middle two quarters. 13 points for her after an 8-point third quarter. Losey into the corner on the near side. Three ball on the way. Rattles home for Caden Shoddy. That is her second three ball of the game. Made one in the third quarter. She has six. And it's now 41-22 Hanover. Trying to quickly respond. And they do. Another three ball for Jaden Haskin. She has 12. It's 41-25. Another reminder that we'll have Troy versus Onega boys coming up after this one ends. And a special thanks to our sponsors, Helena Agri System, Onega Pharmacy, and Elmer's Repair. And now an offensive foul is called going the other way against Hanover. That one goes against Caitlin Clip, and that is her fourth. Emerson Fordham checking in for Delaney Figge. Brianna Bates checking in for Mackenzie Dorsey. And Bates inbounds it to Campbell. We're back underway. Barca win catch for DeChant. Breaking the press. Getting around Lozy. Stopping in the short corner. Kicks it out to Bridget Campbell. Pass fake. Drives baseline. Jump stop. And she's fouled going up. Two free throws after Lozy committed to personal. That foul goes against Bruna. Drew Bruna. That is going to be her second. Drew Bruna with 10 points after 6 points in the first quarter, 4 more last period. First free throw is good for Bridget Campbell. That is her first basket of the day. 6 points apiece coming into the quarter for Jaden Haskin and Emerson Fordham, but of course 6 quick points by Haskin here in this fourth to make her leading score with 12. And the second free throw is good for Campbell and is now 41-27. Far side corner catch, three ball on the way. That one is short by Shoddy and saved, but actually no, it was not. As Zarebnicki out of bounds, and it'll go to the Buffaloes. As the Blue Valley Randolph boys have entered the building, walking in front of us. It'll play for a little while, but showing up as a turnover by Onega going the other way. 5:45 remaining and 41-27 in favor of Hanover. Hanover on their way with a chance to rematch against Frankfurt in the quarterfinal round. It's a three ball in the corner. No good for Shoddy. Long rebound for Anna Judeman. Drives baseline from the far side. Wraparound pass. Nice find for Drew Bruno. Makes it off the glass. And timeout called by Coach Beichmann. Just the second timeout he's called all game. We'll take it with him. To step aside here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
The Bank of Highland has made a commitment. One, to provide a banking experience that is dependable, dedicated, and loyal to their customers. They offer many services including standard checking and savings accounts, as well as loans for agriculture, homes, and autos. They want to be your trusted financial partner. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank. Making life better right here at home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Kansaland Radio.
43-27 our score here in Onega. 5:24 to go with Hanover leading Onega on the girls' side with the rights to play Frankfurt in the quarterfinal round. It looks like it's going to be the Wildcats advancing to the second round. Here's Bates with it. Pass intended for DeChant. Deflected. Out of bounds. It'll stay with the Buffaloes. Post-game show coming up next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Then we'll have our second game of our quadruple header coming up here on KMZA. Campbell, top of the key catch. Drives and kicks the far side wing. Wraparound pass and a push in the back on the floor by Bruna. And Bates tried to operate from the far side block. Drew Bruna picking up her third personal. What a day it's been for Drew Bruna. She has 12. Six in that first quarter, four more in the third quarter, and two here in the fourth quarter. 5 minutes to go. 43-27, still our score. Campbell goes to the far side, pulls up a three off the dribble, and that one is good. And Bridget Campbell with her first field goal today. Another timeout is called. We'll take it with them, but first, I'd like to thank our sponsors for today's broadcast. M&R Auto Parts, Farmers State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College. We'll step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
KMZA.
Back here in Onega, 43-30 our score. Hanover leading Onega on the girls' side. I'd like to thank today's sponsors of our broadcast, Bendina State Bank, FBS Insurance, and Wankland Oil Company. Game one of four, as another reminder, Troy versus Onega boys coming up next. Try to find a score for the game going on in the other gym, if we can. Axtell and Washington County girls going on in that other gym. And we're back underway. 4:50 to go, final quarter. Really on the far side is Juniman. Pass up ahead to Shoddy from the corner. And up off the glass. Basket made by Drew Bruno once again. She has 4 points in the quarter, 14 on the game. We do have a score in the other gym, 38-17. Axtell leading Washington County as that one goes to the fourth quarter. That's from 15 minutes ago, so a little bit behind on that, but that's the latest update we have from the North Court. And Axtell looking to take on Clifton Clyde in the second round. Nice entry pass, turn around jumper, good, and one for Emerson Fordham. She's been quiet for a little while, her first basket since the second quarter, but she had 6 points in that second quarter. Able to give them a chance to make this a ball game. They got within five before the break. And then right out of the gate, Onega scored the first 4 points of the third quarter. But then an 18-2 run for Hanover has been the difference in this one. Free throw for Fordham on its way is off the left side, no good. Rebound, Anna Juniman. Yeah. Going the other way. She's going to keep it coast to coast. Layup left hand side. Good and one. So an and one for and one. Juniman with her first basket of the quarter. She has 15 and leads all scorers. 4:14 remaining here in this one. As Delaney Figge checks in. Free throw coming up for Juniman, who is 4-for-4 from the free throw line so far this morning. As we are now in the afternoon across the noon hour. Free throw on the way. Good. What a day for Anna Juniman. She's been the reason why this team is able to pull ahead and away from the Buffaloes late in the third quarter. Had a couple of big baskets, some free throws. A little Hochstetter with a catch from the far side wing. Gives up to Bates from the free throw line. Keeps it out, and 3 seconds is called against Lenny Figge. First time that Onega has been flagged for that. A couple times Hanover has been called for it. And now the Buffaloes do with 4:01 left to go in this ballgame. By the way, that previous foul against Onega, that was committed by Emerson Fordham. That is her fourth personal. And the team has four fouls as well with 3:55 to go, so double bonus the rest of the way. For the Wildcats, they're going to win this one in advance. Take on Hanover, against Frankfurt. And three ball is good from the far side corner for Anna Juniman. Her first three ball make since the second quarter. She has 6 points here in this frame. She has 19 on the ball game now. She's really taken over this one. Bridget Campbell to the corner for Hochstetler, and she traveled. Shuffled her feet as she caught it. Substitution, Addison to Chance. We'll check in. 3:31 now left to go. 51-32 Hanover. Juniman into the corner. Give it up. Cross court. Shoddy. Entry pass. I'll kick it out. Three ball on the way. Scotty, that's short. Has a couple three makes today. Rebound by Bridget Campbell. Layup up and good for Delaney Figge going the other way. And she has six on her game. 2:53 to go. It's 51-34. And right back the other way, Clip. Kind of landed awkwardly after making a basket. She has a knee brace on her left knee and limping after the make. She has five. Now the other way, Brianna Bates is blocked from the near side block. Rebound handover. So next game for Onega. So I'll try to figure that out as the consolation game schedule has changed with the postponements. So here's Juneman. From the top of the key, dribbles to her left. 2:15 to go. She'll hand it off. Entry pass inside. Falling and getting fouled is Trinity Slaybach, and she'll get two free throws. So here we go. Got the bracket pulled up. The next game for Onega will be tomorrow. Or no, correction. Will be on Wednesday. They didn't change the date on the bracket. They just changed it on the... Hard to explain what I'm looking at, but it'll be tomorrow. Will be the next time. Or, I'm sorry, it'll be on Wednesday the next time Onega plays, as the first free throw is good for Trinity Slaybach, and she's on the scoreboard for the first time today. They'll play tomorrow at 6 p.m. Again, I messed that up. On Wednesday at 6 p.m. For some reason, I keep thinking it's Tuesday. They'll play on Wednesday at 6 o'clock, and they will take on the loser of Troy versus Lynn in a consolation game for Buffalo. Second free throw up. Off the right side, no good for Slaybach. Rebound, Emerson Fordham. And as for Frankfurt and Hanover, that game, quarterfinal matchup, will be tomorrow. That will be tomorrow at 3:15 p.m. Dribble, shot off the dribble is no good, but a foul, and Jaden Haskin will go to the line to shoot two. And a foul goes against Slaybach. That'll be her first. Jaden Haskin, what a valiant effort from her so far today. That free throw is good. She has 7 points in this quarter and 13 on the game off of four made threes. 54-35 Hanover, 1:51 to go in the fourth quarter. Second free throw on its way is short. Loose and picked up by the Wildcats. Drew Bruna hands it off. Lozy brings it up against some immense pressure by Bates. Jeff Steppenshotty brings it to the middle. Cross-court pass goes to the far side, and Hanover is going to play keep away here for the remaining 90 seconds of this one. Now a foul against Bates. And that will be her third. Two free throws coming up for the Wildcats. No, correction, actually beg your pardon. That's actually the only the third team foul. Had the team fouls flipped. Onega is actually in the double bonus, not Hanover. They're back underway. Juneman on the inbound, dribbles to the near side, across that court. Now go to the far side, hands it off. Gracie Bruna bobs it back to Juneman from the wing. And what a matchup that's going to be again. Frankfurt Hanover, those two teams squared off in their final games before this little hiatus. Foul against Hanover after they turned it over. It was a 49-38 victory. I said the score wrong earlier. So 11-point win for the Wildcats at home and a chance for a rematch. And Hanover, a chance to possibly beat them on a neutral site. It hopes to advance to semifinals on Friday. 103 remaining, 54-35. Two free throws coming up for Haskett. First free throw on the way is good. Again, Jaden Haskett, a valiant effort here today. 14 points. Second free throw is good. Make it 15. 3 for 4 from the free throw line here in this quarter. 1 minute even left to go. 54-37. Lozy will hand it off to Shoddy, and she's fouled. And that'll be the fourth team foul. That one goes, looks like it was against Haskin, and it will be. That's going to be her second. He's fourth. Another reminder, our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show is coming up next. We'll break this one down, and then we'll step aside for a little bit and get you ready for the Troy versus Onega boys basketball game coming up next. I'd like to thank today's sponsors. First National Bank of Frankfurt, B&D Buildings, and Blue Valley Technologies. 30 seconds left here in this one. Far side corner catch. There's playing keep away again. 54-37. And now a foul. Jaden Haskin commits her third personal. And 2-3 throws coming up for the Wildcats. I'd like to thank some more sponsors of today's broadcast, BB Brothers Contractor, Cooking Company, and Hilltop Creations. 20.3 seconds left. And over the difference in this one, an 18-2 run in the middle of the third quarter. After it was a 3-point ball game, as the first free throw is good from Caden Shoddy. She now has 7 points in this one. A couple of threes here in the second half for Shoddy. Second one, a little bit too strong, and a rebound by DeChant with 20 seconds left. Buffaloes bring it up. Mentioned Buffaloes' next game will be on Wednesday, a consolation game. We've got two more games at home as a jump ball with 6.9 seconds left. 55-37 now our score. I also would like to thank Helena Agra System, as well as Onega Pharmacy and Elmer's Repair for sponsoring the tournament. 6 seconds left. Right side drive off the glass is good for Brianna Bates. And that is going to be the final basket of the game. 55-39 is your final score. Let's step aside for a brief break and come back with our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud-frame buildings.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old-pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
Let Farmer State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmer State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmer State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmer State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We no land.
KMZA.
Final score in our first one of the day. Hanover defeats Onega 55-39. And the difference in this one being an 18-2 run in the third quarter after it was 20-17. It was a close one. But again, that 18-2 run being the difference of the game. Take a look at our leading scorers for this one. Starting off with Hanover leading the way with 19 points. Is Anna Juneman. She's going to be your player of the game. Brought to you by the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Also, 14 points for Drew Bruna. Fantastic game for her. 6 points for Tessa Losey. 3 points for Gracie Bruna. 7 points for Caden Shoddy. A free throw for Trinity Slaybach. And 5 points for Caitlin Clip. And for Hanover, leading the way in scoring with 15 points was Jane Haskins. She made 4 threes on the game. Also 5 points for Bridget Campbell, all those coming in the fourth quarter. 8 points for Emerson Fordham. 6 points for Delaney Figge. 3 for Brianna Bates. And 2 for Addison DeChance. So once again, Hanover is going to advance to take on Hanover at 3:15 tomorrow in the quarterfinal round. As for Onega, their next game will be on Wednesday. And that one will be at 6 o'clock in a consolation game between the loser of Troy and Lynn. So that is going to wrap up this girls' game. We'll talk some Troy versus Onega boys coming up in a bit, and then we'll have our pregame show coming up as well, and then tip off as we continue on in our quadruple header here in the TVL tournament here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's KOCHANDCO.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer. so much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Open it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by in downtown Onega.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters, with great prices for all your applications. And they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.